certainly good to be here. It has been a wonderful night.
Amen.
A good time to be in God's house. Been a lot of things said about 2014. And I tell you what, folks, one day, just a day, amen, with the Lord. You know what? He's coming, ready or not. He's coming back for those that got the blood applied.
Amen.
Got their sins under it. You know what? I'm glad tonight that I am a child of God. I'm saved.
Thank you, brother.
Even going into 2015, the more I live in this world, the more troubles I see. Amen. I'm glad to be ready to go.
Amen.
Amen. And if I wasn't, I'd be trying to get ready. I say that tonight, and I guess you might say that's sort of ignorant, ain't it? Because if I was lost, I probably wouldn't be here. Amen. But we're here tonight.
Yeah.
You and I are here and giving God praise, and He's blessed us the ability to be here. It's wonderful again to have Sister Cora in the house with us tonight, and it's always a great blessing to be in church with her and everybody else. I'm not leaving anybody out. These men have preached their hearts out tonight and blessed me to watch them preach and do such a good job. So tonight you pray for me. I hate that I'm up here now behind them. I wish I'd have went first. But Jerry didn't stick me there. It is. All right, I've got a thought on my mind. Yesterday I was reading, and I believe how he pronounces Nahum or something like that. And I was reading that book, and boy, I was just sitting there thinking about how strong that was and stuff. And boy, all at once my mind was just being flooded with other scriptures. And I was reading something entirely different. So I just went over and got my Bible again and picked it up and started digging around. And I said, Lord, you're going to have to help me with this. And so here we are tonight. I'm going to read some tonight. Probably a little bit in Proverbs. And let's go back to the first chapter of Joshua. I've got to read a verse or two here. We're going into a new year.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of changes this year. They're passing laws and every state. Amen. And he'll soon be here for things that shouldn't be. But you know what? God's children are still saved.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. We don't have to give in to it. We don't have to be part of it.
Amen.
So tonight, my sight where we're preaching would be tonight to keep you on the straight and narrow. So you just pray for a few minutes, and we'll try to be as brief as we can. But hey, we've got to be here for a good night anyway, Jerry said. So look, no hurry, all right? Amen. But I love you. Now, it is good to be here. I've been appreciating the Lord, appreciate Brother Jerry. He said here in the first chapter of the book of Joshua, the sixth verse, he said, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, and which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. I want you to keep in mind now, don't turn to the left or to the right. Amen? And the book of Proverbs in chapter 4, he said this. He said in the 21st, he said, my son, I attend to my word, incline thy ear unto my sayings, I let them not depart from thy eyes, I keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. He said, put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. Let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. I'll ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. I'm going to pray tonight. I feel like praying tonight. So if you want to, you join in with it. Father in heaven, Lord, tonight as I bow before you, Lord, I thank you again. God, here we are. Lord, coming to the end of this year, Father, and I want to praise you and give you glory for all things, Lord. I know tonight, God, that I'm not nothing, but Lord, I know tonight through you that we can do all things. And Lord, tonight, if there's somebody here, God, you know all hearts, Lord, and you know every soul, Father, tonight. And it's personal tonight, Father, and I pray that, God, you would touch every life. And Lord, if there's somebody here, Lord, tonight that needs a touch, no matter what it is tonight, Father, that's between you and them, and God, God, I pray. Lord, you would help them to look straight ahead, God, for the prize that's before us. Lord, something most precious. And Lord, I ask you tonight, God, to touch. In that in a mighty way, in the name of Jesus, I pray and give you glory. Amen. I thank you tonight for letting me read the Word of God. I thought about here whenever Moses had died. Joshua took over for him. God put him in the place thereof. And he began to tell him to pay attention to all the laws that Moses had written. He said, don't you let them depart from you. And he said, don't you turn to the left or to the right. He said, you stay straight ahead. Folks, let me tell you, he tells us here in the books of Proverbs. If we abide in these things, bind them about our neck and our hearts. We'll prosper wherever we go. God will bless us. But he said, don't you turn to the right or to the left. We got a lot of people today. It's turning from God. The Bible teaches me that in the last days. He said, there'll come a time. There'll be a falling away. And listen, there's a great falling away today. These men of God turning their backs on the Lord. They're going back out into the world. But listen to me tonight. You and I need to stay focused on our journey. When I got saved, the Lord put something in my heart. It's most precious. And he gave me a sight. A glimpse of heaven. And folks, let me tell you, I ain't always stayed focused on that. I veered to the right a little. Or maybe to the left a little. And get off course. But you know what? I'm glad for the Holy Ghost Spirit of God. That lives inside of us. But listen, we need to stay on the straight and narrow tonight. Jesus told the disciples, he said, straight is the gate, and narrow the way. But he said, there's a way that's wide, and the gate there is wide, but the way is broad. And he said, many will be found that way. Folks, I'm telling you tonight, there's a lot of people that are not claiming to be Christians, down yonder in the hell holes, drinking and living it up, waiting for a ball drop out of the sky. Listen, you and I are here tonight, looking for Jesus to come. We need to stay focused on that. And we need to stay with it. And keep our eyes on the prize before us. Listen, praise he said, I like Brother Brown's message earlier. I like everybody's. But Brown's message, how there was something that stood out for me. How he said there, he that endureth to the end of the same shall be saved. Folks, I had an old man one time. I preached a message on that. And boy, he got up and just tried his way to tear me down. Right in the middle of the church, right in front of everybody. He said, listen, brother. He said, I'm not enduring. I said, then you won't make it. That's what the Word of God said. He said, he, that endures to the end shall be saved. This same man tried to teach me that I'm supposed to go around and condemn everybody. But in the Word of God, Jesus said, I come to seek and to save that which is lost. He said, I didn't come to condemn the world, but through me it might be saved. Listen, there's only one God, and there's only one Son, and there's only one Holy Ghost. Listen, there's only one way to hell, and that's through the straight gate. And that gate is Jesus. And there's no other way to get there. Unless we stay on the straight and narrow. Paul said, he said he was caught between the twins. He was wanting to go home, but yet he wouldn't stay here. Let me tell you something. The more I'm here, the more I want to go home. You know what? It's needful. We get out to preach the Word. It's needful to get out of this church. It's needful to get out of here the Word of God. I can't wait. To hear the crown of the trumpet. And leave this whole world. And the only way to get through is stay straight. There ain't no turn offs. You know what? I've seen so many preachers start out on this journey. And folks, let me tell you something. Next thing you know, they're way off on the other left for you. Brother, they believe different. Listen, Paul said for us to continue. In the things which we heard. Listen, we shouldn't let them slip from us. We should hold fast to that which we started out with. And brother, let me tell you something. I've learned what I started out with. It's true and faithful. It'll stand. This world's on fire. A man may want to change it. I make you want to preach a little different. Let me tell you something. There's no way like the old fashioned. It's good enough for Paul and Silas. It's good enough for me tonight. It's good enough for Grandma and Grandpa. It's still good enough for me tonight. And brother, let me tell you something. It'll still save the world tonight. If they'll turn from their wicked ways and get on the straight and narrow, brother. He said for us to come out from amongst the world and be separated. As tonight we shouldn't live. Like tomorrow. the world will be hungover. Hey, I may feel a little rough. I'm a praise God, brother, the Spirit. It'll still quicken. It's so horrible. Amen. And I still, I will get up in the morning. I'm praising God. Amen. I won't be holding my head saying, oh God, what did I do last night? I don't care what I did. I want to give Him praise. My 2014's gone, brother. And I had a lot of pain. Yeah. I praise God, brother. I'm still saved as I was in the beginning.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Try my best to stay focused.
Come on.
Stay on that straight and narrow. I've seen a lot of things this year. Let me share a couple of things with you. Some a lot of you don't know. Jason knows one thing. And I'll share this with you. Hey, man, back first this year, we need a little revival here. Hey, man, about 2 nights into it, I believe it's long on Wednesday. I called Brother Jason. I said, son, I'm going to tell you something. I need you to take care of something for me. He said, well, what's going on? I said, well, I've been having a little bit of problem. I ain't said nothing to nobody. Hey, man, my heart would get to beat so fast sometimes. It'd take my breath away from me and I'd just about pass out. Well, I'll tell you what, that is one of the worst feelings I've ever had in my life. And he said, well, you need to go to the doctor. I said, ain't got time. Hey, I said, listen to me. I said, if I punch you in the ribs, you just move. Hey, man, you just go on preach. If I'm not able, you just move on. Let's don't let everybody know this. Hey, man, and we prayed about it. And brother, for a week over, I was all right. I said, brother, you know what? I'm thankful for that, Jerry. That's no blood to my family. Hey, praise God, I made it through another year. And brother, I hope and pray I make it through another. God tells you he's coming. But listen, hey, man, I've lost a lot of things happening in my family. I watched the devil try to tear it down. Hey, let me tell you something, old Joey. And brother, he about lost everything he had except for his wife. But praise God, let me tell you something. He held on to his salvation. Amen. He stayed focused on the prize. And brother, listen. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Hey, praise be unto the name of the Lord. And brother, let me tell you something. I'm my Redeemer tonight, and He ain't changed. He's still making intercession tonight. Hey, and He's still doing things. And you and I asked Him in the name of Jesus. And He's still watching over us. Hey, when even we're sleeping, brother, He's watching us. And He's protecting us. And keeping the devil off of us. Boy, I tell you what, I've seen a lot of things. And went through some things this year. Hey, that I've had to learn obedience. Hey, but praise God. Hey, for the other obedience.
Amen.
Yeah. Jesus learned it through death, didn't He?
Yeah.
Amen. Through death. We learned to be obedient to the Father. Let me tell you something. You know what? He come. You know what He said He come to do? The will of the Father.
Yeah.
Hey, man, He come to do the will of the Father. And you know what? I believe along that journey. Hey, listen, they sung that song earlier. I believe first part of the night. Oh, let that cup pass from me. You know what? I believe, boy, the Bible said, hey, it doesn't say His blood, but it came in blood. It said it became as great drops of blood. Hey, man, I don't know if you've ever bled much. Hey, man, but I remember one time I cut this hand in two. Hey, man, but let me tell you, it was running off of every fragment, everywhere it hit. Hey, it leave a spot humongous. And I could just imagine the pores of His skin. I'm in the sweat and agony coming out of Him and crying out to the Father. Oh, Father, but nevertheless, let Thy will be done.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. He still stayed focused. Right up till then. Hey, man, and they said the angel of the Lord came and it strengthened Him there in the garden.
Amen.
Oh, praise Amen. God, brother. Hey, I've been in shape sometimes. I didn't know which way to turn. Hey, man, but the angel of the Lord showed up. Amen. And show me the way to go. And the Holy Ghost Spirit say, hey, let's go that way.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm thankful for that tonight. To know the right way.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they change their beliefs. Amen. They'll get started out. Oh, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. Free Will Baptist won't save you. Hey, Missionary Baptist won't save you. Church of Christ won't save you. Church of God won't save you. But I'll tell you what it will. Jesus will save you. And brother, I'm going to tell you something. I was saved in a Free Will Baptist church. And when I adopted their doctrine, I'm going to tell you something. The more I read that Word of God, and brother, I follow that doctrine more than I do their rules. And brother, it's all man-made. You know why? Hey, they started writing up their own rules. And not going by the Word of God. Brother, Jesus come to save us. And He come to deliver us. And there is no other way out of here unless we stay with Him.
Amen, brother.
We can turn our backs on Him tonight and go straight to hell. A lot of people don't believe that, Brother Church. Hey, I know preachers started out. Boy, I tell you what, they get up and preach our guts out. Tell you how sorry you was. If you didn't repent, you're going to go to hell. And the next thing you know, they're up preaching you into heaven. Saying whatever you do is all right. No, that ain't the way it is. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Whatever you started out with, stick with it.
Amen.
Double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. Listen, these people, they told Joshua. Now remember Joshua, he told him there, he said, now if you'll just do these things, he said, you'll prosper, amen.
Yeah.
And he said, listen, he said, don't you turn to the right or to the left.
Uh-huh.
And I thought about whenever they went down there, overtake a city, I can't remember exactly the city right at the minute, but nevertheless, he had a man with him, his name was Achan, amen. Back there in the beginning, you know what he done? He went in there and he took something that didn't belong to him. And God told him plainly not to bring nothing out there, don't take nothing.
Yeah.
Amen, listen, God tells us today, listen, he said, do not be partakers with this world. Amen.
Yeah.
And we live in it.
Yeah.
And we work in it. Amen. We eat in it. We sleep in it. But we don't have to rub elbows.
Yeah.
And we don't have to lay down and sleep with it.
Yeah.
Brother, because what we do today, how are we going to give the account for tomorrow?
That's right.
You preach that thing over, brother. What a man saw, that shall he reap.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. But listen, that man took something. And they went to battle down there. And you know what happened? Boy, I mean, here Israel was. Hey, man, they couldn't do nothing. They was losing the battle.
Yeah.
And old Joshua went out there, boy, he fell down on his face. And he began to cry out to God. And God, he said, you got sin in the camp.
Amen.
Hey, you got sin in the camp.
Right.
And let me tell you something. Why not just obey the voice of God? How simple is it tonight? Just obey the voice of God. Hey, take that word for what it says. I'm the face values, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I'm talking about what it says, saith the word of God. Listen, he told me, I'd take up my cross and follow him. And if I go any other way tonight, I'm going in the wrong direction.
That's right.
Yep.
A lot of people try to lighten the road. You know that, Brother Long?
Yeah.
A lot of people, folks, let me tell you something. I've preached this ever since I've been saved. They're preaching. And I preach the same word, I ain't going to change. Hey, man, I don't care who likes it, who not. Hey, it's the word of God.
Right.
If you're saved and you're on your way to heaven, you'll like it. And if you ain't, guess what? He's going to be bitter.
Right.
It'll make you puff up and it'll aggravate you. Boy, you'll go to the house tonight and you'll lay down and you'll hug with your wife and you'll say, I don't like that preacher. I don't like what he said. And I don't want to ever have to listen to him again. That's the way people are, brother.
Right.
Amen. But you know what I have, brother? When I'm in line with God, brother, it just don't hurt.
Amen. Right.
And you know what? When I get out of fellowship with God, hey, man, even my pastor talking about earlier, hey man, how he come in one Sunday morning talking about a man. Hey man, he come in kicking the cat, throwing a fist. Brother, he didn't see me at home, but he knew I'd done it. Hey man, I just felt home and had done the very thing. But this is all seeing eyes tonight. And brother, he knows what we do. He knows how we feel about things. And brother, he knows the intention of your heart. And he knows where you're living with him.
Amen.
Yep.
Straight is the gate and narrow is the way.
There
ain't enough room to be wallering around over here.
Yeah.
No doubt. Hey, man.
Good preacher.
You know what? I would be willing to say tonight, folks, I'd be willing to say tonight there's people probably in a watch service. And we'll probably leave that watch service tonight and go to the bar and close out.
Yep.
I honestly believe that. Amen. We work with some people. Hey, say they're saved. But you know what? They was fixing to go up for Thanksgiving, I believe it was, or maybe for Christmas. And one of the boys told me, he said, I got some stuff I'm going to deliver up here in Monterey. See, I didn't know down towards Caterpillar, brother. They got a brewery down there. I didn't know that. Hey, they didn't know it. I don't want to know it. But there is one. Amen. And he said, I delivered some shirts to Monterey to the hardware. They didn't give me no drill bit, screwdrivers, or nothing. Amen. But I took them up there and they was pleased with it. But you know what? I told him how tickled they were. Was because we hand delivered them. He said, well, good, I'm going to take them down there and maybe they'll give me some beer. Hey, listen, he said, I'm going to go up north, maybe they can sample. So it's been a lie till I get there. That's a Christian.
Yeah.
Supposed to be.
Yeah.
We got a lot of them.
Yeah.
That's right.
Have you ever met any of them?
Yeah.
I mean, they say, but what? Hey, I'm going to meet Jesus. Yes, sir, they're going to meet Jesus. They don't realize it.
Yeah.
What they're saying is true.
Yeah.
The Bible says that every man's going to stand his own life at the end of the day.
Right.
Every man's going to give an account for every deed he does in his body. So why not stay on the street? Why not stay on the narrow? Amen. How we get up here in the Broadway, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, the Broadway's over there doing what you please. Not what the Spirit wants you to do.
Right.
Amen. Church, I love you. I ain't preaching mean to you. I'm just trying to prepare you for 2015.
Amen.
And that's all I want to do is prepare you. Don't turn
turn from what you know.
That's right.
Amen. Don't turn from Jesus because this thing's just about wound up.
Amen.
Look, you know what they said. I ain't going to get on politics, but this is what they said on the news. Amen. They said this. The most popular person in this world tonight, man, amen, is President Obama. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I'm glad I'm not popular. Amen. Now listen to me. I ain't got the weight of that on my shoulders. And they said the most popular woman, hey, was Hillary Clinton. Praise God for Miss Hillary. Hey, praise God for Brother Popular. Why in the world ain't they doing something for us?
Yeah.
Amen. But I got Jesus. Amen. And he ain't more popular.
Amen.
Hey, he got a name I preached on Sunday. He's above all names, brother. And God highly exalted him.
Amen.
And he sits above all. And God taking our request before God.
Amen. Amen.
Yep. He's popular to me.
That's right.
He means everything to me.
Yeah.
He's precious.
Amen.
More precious than gold.
Yeah.
Amen. More precious than my family.
Yeah.
And I say, well, more precious than any of my family. Let me tell you something. I want to make heaven my home.
Yeah.
More today than I did yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I can't make my kids go. Amen. I can't make my grandkids go.
Yeah.
They've got to want to.
That's right.
God's not going to make them go.
Amen.
They've got to want to.
That's right. Yep.
Amen. The night I knelt down and I said, God, save me. Listen, I had a desire to go.
Mm-hmm.
I've almost a few times lost that desire.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? Fathers, can I share something with you real quick about being a pastor? You know what you are? You are a foot mat. Something people wipe their feet on as they come in.
Yeah.
And they'll throw every problem they got on you. Hey, man, they'll tell you every bad thing going on about them. And then whenever you try to tell them what the Word of God says, they won't talk about you. Well, I'm glory. Give God praise then.
Amen.
Amen. Give God the praise. You know what, though? That load will get heavy sometimes and you'll want to lay it down.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But there ain't no place to lay it down.
Yeah.
Amen. We have to keep on the forward line.
Mm-hmm.
I have a song we sang. Amen. Listen. God will only use a soldier. He can trust.
Right.
Amen. He wants to trust us with the Word.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to trust Him.
Yep.
Amen. And follow Him. Listen, if you follow Him, guess what? It will lead you on.
That's right.
He'll not lead you off. Devil, you know what the devil wants you to do? He wants you to listen to Him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're having church tomorrow night.
It's still morning.
Tomorrow night, we're having church at Cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many people will say, weather's going to be too bad. You know what? They give it sleep for tomorrow night, Jerry. They have already made up their mind. They're not going to church.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
Had one to tell me they could come tonight because it's giving freezing rain. Well, I watch the weather. It's tomorrow night. So let us prepare it for it.
Yeah.
Praise God. We need to be prepared for it. But listen to me. We need to be prepared to meet Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
Every excuse that we make.
Right.
You know what, Jerry? Right now, somebody's saying that Sunday morning. Somebody might, they may not be here tonight, but do you know what? Somewhere they're thinking about something they're going to do Sunday. They can't come to church.
Right.
Amen. Listen, the Bible says this. Listen, it said, pray, amen, that your flocks not on the Sabbath day or in the winter.
Yeah.
Hey, what does that represent tonight? Hey, you know what the Lord showed me, Brother Brian? In the winter time when I'm cold on God. Amen. I'm cold and indifferent. I'm not living where I ought to be. And brother, what if he comes on the Sabbath day when I'm not at the house of God?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm down at Walmart or watching TV. And I'm not preaching on either one of them. Amen. The TV sits in the corner. It has an on and off button.
Amen.
It's you and I that make it work. It's you and I that keep Walmart on. It's you and I, amen, that makes this world click.
That's right.
And the struggle with partakers in it.
Yep.
Huh?
Amen.
I don't know. I never seen it, but they said years ago they didn't open nothing on Sunday. You probably remember a little of that, don't you?
Yeah.
Huh? They said you should not open it. Why is it it's open now?
Yeah.
It's because of us.
Yep.
We're partakers in that.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brother. I like that. You know what he says? Light has no fellowship with darkness.
That's right.
Huh? Listen, people will try. You know what they'll do? They'll let a sinner come in the house of God. And if he'll pay his tithes, and he'll pat them on the back and sit there and be quiet, he can do anything he wants to in that church. He can pretty much go behind the scene and run it.
Yeah.
Amen. There's a lot of churches like that. They have to put money in here. We can't offend him. Huh?
Yeah.
What about God?
Yeah.
Amen.
What about that straight and narrow where he said to keep God's house clean, holy, and pure? Amen.
Right.
And let us allow anything to come in, take over. I appreciate you, Pastor, because of that. He don't allow that. Amen. Listen, we're not influenced, amen, by the high and mighty. Huh? We're not by the Joneses, amen. Yeah. We're by Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, we're under the blood of Christ tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't no rich man ever done anything for me. I listen, this evening I had to deal with something before I come to church. And my daughter got all so aggravated with me. I was trying to tell her the outcome of her consequences. And you know what? She got so mad at me, she hung up on me. Well, glory. Hey, I called her back right before we come to church. I said, have you calmed down then? You need better shape. She said, I reckon so. I said, well, then you need to listen. Let me tell you something. Our actions bring consequences. Amen. And brother, down the road, we're going to face things. And that we don't have to. We keep our mouth shut.
Amen.
That's
right.
Yep.
She's always talking about somebody having an attitude. That person got attitude. I tell you what, that's Brother John McMillan. I nicknamed her. And don't you tell her I said this, God help us. Amen. I call her Drama Queen. And the bad thing was about that, my boy sitting there, he said, you back, Daddy. And he starts saying something, I said, well, I go to Drama Queen again. You know what? Well, I mean, we look at everybody around us, and everybody's out of whack but us.
Right.
What about me? How about people in the church pulling their finger at everybody else? Boy, I mean, you know what? You're going to start acknowledge. You know that?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm good old boy. What about that? What are you doing? Well, somebody ought to have done this. Somebody ought to have done this. Hey, man, what about you?
Yeah.
Why ain't you doing it? Well, we had somebody in the hospital down there. Why didn't the pastor go? Why didn't you?
That's right, brother. Come on.
Huh? But you know what? The song leader, hey man, sat back there, didn't want to sing tonight. Well, why don't you?
That's right.
Right.
Why didn't feel like preaching? Well, why don't you?
That's right.
Brothers, this is a personal thing.
That's right.
Don't lose sight of what I'm preaching now. Hey, I'm talking about getting in at the straight gate.
That's right.
I'm talking about staying on the straight and narrow. It's a personal thing. Hey, whatever you get up Sunday morning and make the excuse not to be in the house of God, hey, you made that choice to get on the Broadway.
Okay. Yeah.
Amen.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want you to misunderstand nothing I'm saying now. God understands sickness.
Yeah.
God understands the ability to be here.
Yeah.
He understands if it is icy, he understands if there's snow on the ground.
What?
Amen. But let me tell you something. Every time you turn around, you've got an excuse. Huh? Every time you turn around, God asks you to do something, you've got an excuse. God can't you stand up, hold up your hands, Lord, let people hear it. Who's seen that? Well, that's what He wants.
Right.
He wants you to be seen. He wants you to be seen glorifying Him.
Amen.
But every time that we disobey Him, we're off over in the wrong way.
That's right.
Huh? People say, well, my God won't punish me for that. I got news for you. God will punish you for that.
Amen.
He may not take you out here and cause you to have a wreck and burn your house down. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. But when you need Him,
yeah.
You start calling on Him and you can't find Him.
Yeah.
You know what? A lot of people said, God will not leave me. He won't. Well, you can't pass that. God said He won't leave you, Joe.
Right.
But guess what? Mm-hmm. You can leave Him.
That's right, brother.
Huh? I went to Him. I can go with Him.
That's right.
Huh?
Come on.
Hey, I wasn't saved before. Hey, but I went to Him.
That's right.
That's right.
I went to Him and asked Him for forgiveness.
That's right.
Huh? You know what? If we don't pay, He said we ought to pay our life. I believe we ought to tell, what if we tell God we're going to do, we ought to do
it.
Amen. Hey, man, you know what I told Him whenever He called me to preach? I can't do it.
Yeah.
And I can't do it. And I won't do it. But I let Him do it.
Mm-hmm.
He's my God.
Yeah.
He's my Savior.
Amen, brother.
And through Him, I can do all things.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, every one of you men preach wonderful messages tonight. This whole world could be saved with those messages.
That's right, brother.
Don't you let the devil, don't tell you not one of us, let the devil tell you you did. Amen. Right now, I feel just like each one of you probably did. Feel like my little dog. You know what? I still love Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Many times I've run out of church and get in my vehicle and I was there and go home.
Yeah.
And my wife listened to me bellyache all the way to the house. I done this, and I should have done that. And now, did I do this, or did I do that? Boy, I just analyzed everything I done. And get myself in a mess. I'm just thankful to be able to stand.
Yeah,
I'm just thankful to have a part in this service tonight.
Yeah, man.
I've given you what God's given me.
Yeah.
Listen, there's one more place I'd like to read. Just one verse, if you'll let me. Well, I don't think I just lied to you. Thank you, too. Where's the line for you? Luke chapter 13, verse 24 says this. He said, strive to enter in at the gate. He said, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, shall not be able.
Yeah.
We like people are able. Brother preached a fine message on that while ago. Hey man, not having enough oil to get us in. Listen, John said this. They asked him if he was the Messiah in chapter 1. Boy, he said this. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. He said, make straight the way of the Lord.
Amen.
As said the prophet Isaiah.
Amen.
Make straight the way of the Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Folks, let me tell you something. We can't make the way of God crooked.
Amen. Yeah.
It's not by self-gain. It's not by self-will.
Yeah.
Amen. It's by the will of God.
Right.
Amen. Amen. By the power and instruction of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. Tonight that we'll make heaven a home. Do you believe tonight with all your heart that you're saved, ready to meet God?
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And do you honestly believe tonight that you are ready to meet God? I mean, ask yourself that now. The brother talked about taking inventory. Are you ready? You know what? I've been with people that was ready to meet God. I was with this man just the other day, and you know what he said to me? He said, if I just went on, hey, I'd been better off. Hey, he was ready to meet God. Amen? He was ready to stand before the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been with people who's eaten up with cancer, had made peace with God.
Yeah.
And said, I'm a winner either way. Amen?
Yeah.
Whether I go or whether I stay.
Yeah.
Brother, they're winners.
Yeah.
And they have made their mind up, brother. They're going to serve God come whatever.
Amen.
Yeah.
Are we there tonight?
Amen.
I believe those people are on that straight and narrow way towards heaven.
Praise
I believe they got their eyes set. Listen, no pause in the march towards the prize of the high calling.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen, he counted everything done. Amen.
Yeah.
That he had to give up.
Right.
Glory of God.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Everything. He said he learned to be content in whatever state he was in. I believe he was on the straight and narrow.
Amen.
I don't believe he was on the right. You remember when he was on the ship on the way to meet Caesar? He was being delivered to Caesar and the great tempest came and the storms. They hadn't seen daylight in 14 days, I believe it was. I mean, it had been dark, the waves overtaken, throwed everything off the ships. And it got so bad finally they thought, well, we'll let down the little dinghy boats and they'd get in them. We need to get rid of all temptation.
Yeah.
Paul said, the angel of the Lord, said, if we will abide in the ship, Jesus Christ is our ship. Now, hey, what about that old ship was on?
That's right.
Yeah.
Who's the captain of that?
That's right.
If we'll abide in that ship tonight, he told them, he said, cut them off. Cut the ropes and let them fall.
Yeah.
Get rid of that temptation, because if we'll abide in this ship, there'll be no loss.
That's right.
Hey, we may wreck, and we may come up on dry ground.
Yeah.
Amen, but we'll still be saved.
Yeah, amen.
We no loss of life. Folks, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Stay on the straight and narrow. Hey, there's a prize before us to meet heaven.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, there's not plain sure that we're going to prosper in. Hey, it's the goodness of God we'll prosper in. I'm not looking for land. I'm not looking for homes. I'm not looking for vehicles. I'm looking for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Right. And Jesus said that he was going away to prepare a place for me.
Right.
And you know what? He said, when I get it done, more or less, he said, I'm going to come again. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I'm going to receive you. Myself, that you can be who I am.
Yeah, amen.
You know, people talk about heaven and all the mansions up there, but notice what he said. He said, I'm going away.
Yeah.
And where he's at, that's where I want to be.
Right.
You know what? An heir, you know how an heir gets what's coming to him? Is to claim it.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know what? My mama had a few acres of ground up there. There's four of us kids. I bought it all. Oh, three's left. They didn't want it. And it's right for theirs. Same as mine. Right for theirs. So what's wrong? We've got an inheritance tonight that we can proclaim.
Amen.
And there's room problems.
Yeah,
it ain't a few acres of ground. Brother, it's a whole kingdom.
Amen.
Tonight, being prepared for you and I.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yeah. Man, tonight, would you stand?